Voyu Dibri Moshe, that the Shechina did not talk to Moshe. So it comes out on Chamisha Sabab, that's when they stopped dying. So Rashbam explains like this, Tersant, on the Manalef there, the last Rashbam, the big one. Shekolo boy Moshe Midbar, the Medrash Eicha says like this, Yom Shabbatah boy Achev, out of the day they stopped digging or covering the graves. The Yom Rabbi Levi, Kol Erev Tishabov, all 40 years in the Midbar, every Erev Tishabov, Hoyekruz Yoitzah, there's like a basko going out, Hakel Yotzel Achbar, everybody go out, dig yourself a grave, and Tisha B'Av by night, every single Jew that was over 20 used to sleep in his grave. Over Shacharis, the next morning, Hakruz Yosef used to go around announcing, Yibod lo achayim and amesim. Like whoever could stand up, stand up. The live ones, get up. And whoever couldn't get up, they died, and the clue was right there. They just covered them up. For Yibod kenoisov and imsu, tesvav elef, perptutais chaserim b'chol shana. Every single year, 15,000 of them died. The kach also, that's what happened for 40 years. That's how you get 600,000. Yom l'shana, yom l'shana. I remember Shana. Now, the last year, what happened was, Botko Atzmon, the last year, the 40th year, again, on Tisha B'Av night, they went to sleep in the graves. Nimtzu shleim, the next morning, every single one stood up. So they made a mistake. Shematin v'chezim, maybe we made a mistake on the wrong day. It's not Tisha B'Av. So they tried again the next night. And Yud Bav, they also went to sleep there. V'chein b'Yud Aleph, v'chein b'Yud Beis, v'chein b'Yud Gimel, v'Yud Aleph. Same thing next, that whole week, they come out, slept in the grave every night. Ah, the Ismalis Yura, until it came the 15th day, Chamisha Sabah, they saw Lavana was Molei. Kivu and the Ismalis Yura, they saw Lavana was Molei. They knew now that Tisha B'Av passed by already. They didn't make any mistake. Oh, Omru, they said now, as you know, Bitla Kodesh Baruch Hu Oisik Zaira, that Zaira is finished with, Koshem Yelenu. In other words, nobody's going to die anymore. It's like the Dor HaMidbar finished dying. Sosta Mishta V'Simcha V'Yomtev. They made that day into a big Simcha V'Mishta. That's the Chamid, that was the Simcha V'Mishta Sabav, that the Moshe Midbar stopped dying then. And it says, because until then, the Shechina didn't talk to Moshe. So the Hoya Dibra and Moshe, Shnei Meposik says, when they all died, Mikaravam, for some of them, then the Pasuk says, Piyadabra Hashem Alai Leimor, Elai Hoyo Hadibur, that that's when Hashem spoke with him. Mash was a special Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had that Hashem spoke to him, Pe al Pe, that was not during these 40 years of the Midbar. That was only before, but during the 40 years of the Midbar, he didn't have a special Dibur to Hashem. But after they finished dying, that's when Hashem again spoke to Moshe like Peh al Peh. Ula Amu Ula says another pshat. You know what the mile of Chamisha Sabav was? Yom Shabito Boy Yoshaya Ben Allah Aparatisoyos Shoy Shavirovim Ben Yerovim Aladrochim. Yerovim Ben Avot, the Rosha, he put up Shomrim watchmen to stop Klai Yisrael to go up Elu Regal. Before Yom Tovim, he didn't want them to go where the regal. So he used to put on the road special padesoyas, special like policemen, to stop the Yidden from going out to the other regal. So his son, Hashem Ben Oli, he was a little bit better. He wasn't such a Rosha. And he stopped it. He took away the shemrim that his father put up. So when did he stop it? He stopped it on Chamisha Sabav. That was the Yom Tov that on Chamisha Sabav was taking away those policemen, at least for the next Yom Tov of Sukkot, they'll be able to go to the other regal. We have Rav Masna says, Yom Shenitnu Harugei Beit HaLechvura. On Chamisha Sabav, that was the day that this whole city Beit that was killed out, then they were able to bury them. The Omar Rav Masna, Oysa Hayom, this day of Chamisha Sabav, the 15th day of Av, Shenosnu Harugei Beit HaLechvura. That was the day that they had the right to bury the Harugei Beit. And Tiknu B'Yavna, and on that day also, there are chachom and menetakon, like we say every day in benching, b'yav na'toyev yametiv. The fourth bracha that we say during benching of atoyev yametiv, through mesakon and chamisha sabav, the day that we're able to bury haruge beta, which is called hatoyev shlo yisrichu. It was good for the mesim themselves that they didn't run away anymore. B'hametiv shenos mekvura. It was made for us, we're able to do the mitzvah kvura to bury them. Here. So that was also another simcha of Chamisha Sabav. Rabbi Rav Yosef both say, Yoim Shepoiskin Boy, Milichvers Eitzim Lamarocha. That was the day they stopped chopping down the trees to use the wood for the marocha. They used the mamash from Nisan after by Pesach time until Chamisho Sabav. They used to chop down trees, and that wood dried out very good because the sun is out very strong from Nisan until Chamisho Sabav. So the sun dried up the wood very well. It was dried wood; it wouldn't rot away, it wouldn't get wormy. That wood they used for the marocha for burning on the mizbeach. Mashenkin, after Chamisho Sabav, the sun stopped; it wasn't so strong anymore. So they stopped cutting down the trees because there'd still be some wetness; it wouldn't be so good. Tani will learn like this: Rabbi Eliezer Hagadoloimer, Kivon Shagia Chamisho Sabav. When it came Chamisho Sabav, the sun doesn't come out so strong anymore. Therefore, the trees did not dry up so much. There was still some wetness in the trees, so it wasn't good to cut down to use for the marocha, because maybe then it'll get wormy, or when you burn it, there'll be some smoke coming out from it. Therefore, they did not cut down anymore the trees for the marocha. And Amarev Menashe, for Korule, they called this day Yom Tavra Magol. That was the day that they broke the Magol, the hatchet. Like in Chamisho Sabav, they didn't have to use the hatchet anymore to cut down the trees. They stopped cutting down the trees. Mm-hmm. So it was all brought down when they gave it to us before, that after it was an Issa, the first door coming into Eretz Yisrael, not intermarry one Bas that had the Yerusha, can't marry into another Shevet, that stopped on Chamisho Sabav. Now the Gemara says, Mikan v'yelach, from after Chamisho Sabav, now we're ready, is the nights begin to get a little bit shorter, and the days get a little bit longer. Mikan v'yelach, to Moisef Yosef, whoever adds on from learning by daytime, and learns a little bit at nighttime also, is Yosef, will add on to his life. But Shein Moisef, people that do not add on to learning at nighttime, Yosef, they'll be taken away. So tomorrow, my Yosef, what does it mean they'll be taken away? Tony Rabbi Yosef, Tikpere Ime, that means his mother will bury him. In other words, Rashi Rashbam says, Sheyomas Pechatzi Yomef, will die half his lifetime. In other words, now that the Laylas become longer and the days become shorter, so it's not enough just to learn by day. You have to learn now at nighttime also. So somebody does not learn now in the nighttime, so that he'll be taken away and half his life will end up his mother will be burying him. Right, turn around. Shiva koflu es kol olam kulay. Seven people, like they're able to see one another. They live very long. Rashbam says koflu means like they folded over, means sivavu vekifu shenizkaplu olam b'neim. The world was like between them. Each one of these seven, one of them was mishamish, like work for the other one.
Yeah.
Who are these seven people? Mishushelech ro Adam. Mishushelech saw Adam Arishan. Shane ro Mishushelech. Shane saw Mishushelech. Yaakov ro Shane. He saw Shane. Amram ro es Yaakov. Achia Shalani Ro'es Amram, he saw Amram. Elio, Ro'es Achia Shalani. Elio, he saw Achia Shalani. V'yadayim Kain, and he's still alive. Yeah, so they speak out. This man, the Yama, holds that Elio here was not Pinchas. Because if it was Pinchas, he's one of the 11, not the seven. So these seven people, I'm not sure what it means, they like saw one another. So the Rashbam explains, you mean these were like the Sheva Amud Yoylam. These were the seven Choshva people that the world existed and they held up the world. These were seven Choshva people. Sound like Maria Stakasha, is it true? V'yachi Ashulani, Ro'es Amram, did he see Amram? The Pasuk says, T'lo noisam yehem ish, kim kolav ben yifun of Yeshua benun. And the only people alive there from the door of the Meraglim was only Yeshua and Kolob Ben Yefuna. Amar Rav Hamuna, L'nigro Gzeiro al Shifta Shalevi. I'll tell you that Gzeiro in the Dor HaMidbar, that will all die out, did not apply to Shevet Levi. So therefore, Achia Shalani was from Shevet Levi, they did not die out in the Midbar. The passage says, Ba'amidbar Azeh Yiplu Pigrechem. In this Midbar, they'll all die out. V'chol pekudeichem, v'chol misparchem, v'ben esker mishonu v'mala. Whoever is 20 years old, from the after the Chet Egol, they're going to be killed out in the Midbar. So Idashin, mi shepekudov, mi ben esrim. Who's going to be killed out? Only people that are counted from 20 years and up. That's the other Shvotim. But Yotza Shiftel Shalevi, it's excluded Shevet Levi, shepekudov mi ben shleishim, from 30 years and up. That's when they first went, or mi ben shleishim, yoyim, they were counted from. What they went, what it means, what they counted. So they counted from 30 days and older, they counted them up. And also they counted from 30 years for doing the avoida. But to count how many there were, mi ben chedesh. Yeah. So Shmam says, babot pshatim here. It means, believe me, it's a two pshatim. One says it means from 30 days. The other pshatim means, shleishim and shleishim shana. So said, negeshim thus, by 30 years old, that's when they went to do the melacha by the Levium. So the kids say Shevet Levi was not in this gezerah to die out through the midbar. Yeah. From no other Shevet did they come into Eretz Yisrael, did they all die out in the midbar? I have a tiny, we learned that Yoyev ben Menashe. Yeah. So for the Gemara, Kasha, did nobody else come into Eretz Yisrael? We learned Yoyer ben Menashe, Omocher ben Menashe, Noldu b'yemei Yaakov. They were born in the times of Yaakov. Le'neisu, Ashenichnasu Yisrael Oretz. They didn't die until they came into Eretz Yisrael. Mashma, they did not die in the Midbar. Shneim the pasuk says, "V'Yaakov mem Anshei Hai Kishloishim v'Shishish." That killed down Ansheyor like 36. The time we learn like this: Shloishim v'Shishim Mamish Dibur Reb Yuda. Yuda says it means they killed out 36 people. Omar loy Rabbi Nechemya, v'chinema shloishim v'shisha. Does the Taka say 36? V'alor the nemarela kishloishim v'shisha. Though he says like 36. Ella rather what it means to say is ze yoyev ben Menashe. It's called the yoyev ben Menashe. She shokol keruba Sanhedrin. He was shokol like the roiv of Sanhedrin, like a 36. That's roiv of Sanhedrin. So kids, the yoyev ben Menashe did live through the Dor HaMidbar. So Sal Chakash, you're telling me the only one that lived through the Dor HaMidbar was only Shevet Levi. And there you see Yoyev ben Menashe from Shevet Menashe also, they lived through the Midbar. Elot's like this. Elom Rav Acher by Yaakov. Lenigzer o gzeiro lo yapochos mi ben Esrim. That's the pshat. Whoever by the Chet Egel, whoever was under 20 was not the Chal that gzeiro. The gzeiro was only whoever is 20 years and older, they'll die out in the Midbar. The lawyer, yes, ben shishim, and not somebody over 60. What does that mean? Lawyer, pochus ben esrim, not somebody that's under 20 years old. The pasuk says, mi ben esrim shana v'mala, only from 20 years and upwards, then was he killed out in the midbar. The lawyer, yes, ben shishim, gomer umala umala meyerchon. Learn out from the pasuk of Erchin. Mala halon, yes, ben shishim, kipochus mi ben chof. Just like by the parsha of Erchin, we want to know how much a person is worth. So the Torah gives us chum, up until 20 you're worth this much, from 20 until 60 you're worth a certain amount, and then from 60 go downwards. So after 60 you're worth less than 20. So you see, after 60 it's like you're less than 20. Is Afkan here also, the special gzeir of the Dor HaMidbar, yesam mi ben shishim, kipochus mi ben esrim, that they didn't have this gzeir upon some of those older 60. Those statistics there, most like we just learned before the Dor HaMidbar, that they died out mamash on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av by night, they went to sleep in the grave, and every year 15,000 didn't wake up. Could be somebody over 60 was a Mechlada Gzeira. Even if he died during the Midbar, he didn't die Tisha B'Av by night in his grave. He died throughout the whole year. That special Gzeira, the Dor HaMidbar, will die out. And they died out that way, that Tisha B'Av by night. They went to sleep in the grave. That was only said special to people that were 20 until 60. But anybody under 20 or over 60 was a Mechlad Agzera. Now we boil, have a new question. Eretz Yisrael, Lishvotim Iflug, Oidilma Lekarfev Gavri Iflug. When Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and they got the Chalukah, how did they divide up Eretz Yisrael? So Rashbam explains, the Shalar is, Lishvotim Iflug, They took the Eretz Yisrael and they divided it up into 12 equal parts. 12 equal parts. And then each Shevet got one portion. Whether one Shevet had more people than the other didn't make a difference. But one pshat is they divided up Eretz Yisrael into 12 parts. Oiduma maybe no. Lekafre Gavra means according to the people. Ashbam says, Means the Roshay Anoshim Lakshakol Echim Yetzim Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yasher Libo Yoritz, Rabbi Yonison. However you hold, whether the Chalukah was according to how many left Mitzrayim, or according to how many came into Eretz Yisrael, but not the Pshat, it was 12 equal portions, but each Shevet got a portion according to how big they were. This Shevet had more people, they had a bigger Chalik in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Shaila. How was Eretz Yisrael divided? Equal 12 portions, or was it divided? No, not equally 12 portions, but each Shevet got according to how many people they had in the Shevet. So Toshman is going to bring you proof. It says, Ben Rav Lamat, whether there's a lot or there's a little. Shvam says,